Welcome back to a brand new episode of Script to Screen. And it's been ages. I don't know what to tell you. I'm really sorry it took me this long to come back. It took us this long to come back. The us is coming back. Han Solo is still planning on coming back, but with his opening of his brand new pub here in Lebanon, 16 millimeter, you could tell it's very cinematically inspired. With his new pub, it's been very difficult for him to come and join me and bring the show back. But I knew deep down, I knew that everybody out there who loved the show, who listened to the show, wanted us to come back. So I've decided to kind of start off or kick off this brand new season as we count down towards the end of 2019 and begin a brand new decade. How crazy is that? Not only is the decade ending this year, but let's face it, so is the Skywalker saga. So there's a lot to count down for as we reach the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. But I did want to drop in this episode. I don't know if we'll have another episode before 2020, but I wanted to drop in this episode and kind of catch you guys up as to what's been happening. So it might not be a very long episode. There are a few things I want to cover. I did post on Instagram that I'd be answering some questions, and there are some questions that have popped up already, of one of which I'll be able to answer. Actually, it's two of them that I'll be able to answer. It's a two-parter from one of our biggest fans in Lebanon, who's been listening to the show since the very beginning. So anyway, to catch you guys up, we did go on hiatus for quite some time. And this is because we used to be on the radio in Lebanon. We used to host Script to Screen on the radio, but there were some disagreements that occurred between us and the radio station. So in order to protect the show and to protect the content and to ensure that you guys out there who've been listening to the show since the very beginning would be getting the content that you deserve and the content that both Hod and I are super proud of, we decided to kind of take a break, take a step back, take a breather, which is not, you know, a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. This is, in my opinion, sometimes taking a step back and kind of assessing what you have and where you want to grow and looking at, you know, your content is sometimes a good thing. So that is essentially what we did. We have been on that hiatus, but the conversations about Script to Screen never ended. The fact that we miss Script to Screen is very evident, whether it be on my end or on Hod's end. So these are things that, you know, it wasn't as easy for us as you might think. Yes, Script to Screen demanded a lot. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of effort from both Hod and my end. But again, this is exactly why we didn't want to give you guys, you know, content that just doesn't live up to the content that you've been used to since the beginning of the show. So now that we're sort of, or I'm sort of bringing it back, maybe in little doses, but just to ensure that the feed is moving again and that train is kind of leaving the station, even if it's leaving it slowly, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Sometimes you got to be a little patient. You got to take a breather, as I basically said. I will be today discussing a few things. Like I said, there are a few questions that I want to answer from those of you that did post on Instagram already. Obviously, I won't be able to answer everybody's because I am recording this right now. And I probably should have posted the question thing a little earlier. You know, there are two questions that I want to answer. I want to talk about some of the things that I've been watching, some of the things that I've really enjoyed. So it might take us a few, you know, a little bit of, you know, it's not going to be a very long episode. let's just put it that way. But it will be a, you know, maybe 15, 20 minute kind of episode. So I'll start off with a few things. I'll start off with, let's see here, what is on my to-do list? I do want to, you know, take a quick look at the local Lebanese box office. And it is pretty interesting. Lebanon, as y'all know, if you're not living in Lebanon, Lebanon's been going through kind of a tough time with, you know, revolts kind of spreading across the country. Again, this is one of the other reasons why Ahad and I, you know, were very hesitant to bring the show back, because it just felt like, we would be... we would be kind of like dropping the show in the middle of all of this chaos. And we really didn't want to do that. We wanted to make sure that, people were ready to listen to the show again. But you know what? I feel like with all the chaos that's happening in Lebanon, people are ready. I think at this point, you want something new, you want a breather, and this is exactly what you're going to get. Anyway, if we look at the Lebanese box office here, we've got Frozen 2 in the first spot. I'm doing it a little backwards this time around. Frozen 2 in the first spot, and it's gotten 26,596, entries this box office week. Remember, in Lebanon, the box office starts on Thursday and ends on Wednesday. So from the Thursday that it premiered, I guess, to this past Wednesday, it's garnered a pretty good number, pretty good chunk of change. In number two, we've got Ford versus Ferrari. And this is its first week, and it's garnered 3,138 entries. We've got Knives Out, which is also in its first week, and it's garnered 2,947. I'm very happy about Knives Out, actually. It's one of those things I will be talking about a little later. It was a surprise. I got to say that. It was a surprise. So Knives Out is in number three. In the number four section, we've got Midway, which is in its second week, and it's garnered 7,575 so far. And then finally, Last Christmas is also in its second week, and it's garnered 5,494. So not a bad top five. It's also not surprising, considering not a lot of people in Lebanon are going to the movie theater. It's not as active as it used to be, obviously, with everybody struggling financially during these trying economic times, as well as, standing with the revolt, standing for our rights and all that good stuff. So that's the Lebanese box office. I'm going to go ahead and answer one of the questions that was asked on Instagram real quick. And the first question is, can I cover superhero fatigue? So I've had a lot of things to say about this topic. I do believe that we are entering this, not necessarily just superhero fatigue, but I think we're entering a franchise fatigue. I think the audience is getting very tired of the idea of franchises, because of the fact that it does seem that Hollywood is no longer taking risks with original content. And this kind of links into the second question that this person asked. And this is from username Jad Sams _66. Jad's been one of our biggest fans here at Script to Screen. So no doubt he was going to send us a question. So, originality in the industry and, superhero fatigue. I've had a lot to say about this. And again, I don't think it's just superhero fatigue. I think it's franchise fatigue. I think we're at a point where audiences just want original content. And the more that franchises try to revive themselves, a la Charlie's Angels, a la Terminator, the more we're seeing that these franchises are not doing well in the box office. If you look at Marvel's new game plan for the coming, you know, couple of years, we're not going to be seeing as many Marvel movies as we used to, you know, during the, what is now called the Infinity Saga. We used to get, you know, a bunch of Marvel movies per year. And if you look at the Marvel kind of schedule for the next couple of years, it's only like one or two movies per year, maximum of three. And it's spread out across, you know, like spring, summer, fall, which kind of goes to show that, you know, they're slowing things down. And then if you look at other big franchises like Star Wars is kind of ending its cinematic run later this month. It's ending its cinematic run. And with the Skywalker saga. And then we're not going to see a Star Wars movie for quite some time. And it may be one or two years before we see another Star Wars movie, which is not bad. And I personally, I'm a fan of that. I totally agree with that, that should be the case. You know, that we shouldn't be releasing Marvel movies like the Marvel, you know, like the Infinity Saga Marvel formula. I do believe that Star Wars is an entirely different beast. And one of the things that made the previous, you know, trilogies succeed so well was the fact that we had kind of the ability to live with the film for 3 years before we saw another one. Whereas what Disney tried to do this time around was kind of release a Star Wars movie a year, whether it be an episodic film or a spinoff movie. And I think this kind of tired people out, and also forced Lucasfilm to kind of rush through these productions and not really sit and you know, properly digest and plan out the trilogy. This is another one of the issues that I've had with the trilogy, is that it doesn't necessarily feel like there was a plan in the long form. Although Lucasfilm and the directors on the Star Wars films would try to argue otherwise, you know, us fans have felt that there wasn't necessarily a plan. It wasn't, you know, something that was planned for on a trilogy kind of level. It was like the pass the baton kind of storytelling. And again, not that I don't like the movies. I love The Force Awakens. I love The Last Jedi. Loved Rogue One. I'm okay with Solo. But still, you know, movies like this with stories like Star Wars, you kind of need a bigger plan. Now, of course, I'm saying this having obviously not yet watched The Rise of Skywalker, which doesn't come out until next week. So who knows? Who knows? Rise of Skywalker may end up surprising us all. It may not, but it may. So I do believe that the audience is kind of tired of franchises, but Hollywood doesn't seem like it's entirely slowing down. Like, yes, they're releasing the amount of films that or they're slowing down the amount of films that they will be releasing, but that doesn't mean that franchises or reboots or remakes or sequels are going to stop existing anytime soon. This is kind of, you know, Hollywood's formula right now. It's their guarantee that they're going to make their quick buck. And, you know, this is sort of why you kind of see these more creative films, these more effective and powerful films, you see them more in the, you know, I don't want to use the word private sector, but you do see them more on the streaming services like Amazon Prime and Netflix and, you know, now Disney Plus and HBO Max are coming out and Apple TV Plus. And so, you know, people are, studios are sort of, or let's say the streaming services are sort of taking creative control back. And, you know, we have been seeing slightly more creative content in those arenas. You know, one of my most favorite films so far this year is Marriage Story. And that is a film that was released on Netflix last week. And it is a whammy. It is a powerful, powerful film. You know, I believe I said this to friend of the pod, Bailey, as we were talking about the film. You know, I call it a masterclass in cinema because it is. It really is a masterclass in cinema. You know, it's not an easy movie to get through because of the heaviness of the narrative, because of the emotional kind of turmoil that the movie puts you through. But it is a masterclass in cinema. The performances, you know, Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver, Laura Dern, their performances are just absolutely astounding. You know, for me, Adam Driver should get the Oscar nod, and not just the nod, but the Oscar itself, because, you know, this is an Adam Driver that has been stripped to the core. But again, I don't want to get into Marriage Story just yet. I do want to talk about it in a bit, but, I don't want to get into it just yet. I do want to talk about, Marriage Story, Knives Out, a few kind of touch on a few other things before the end of the show. But first, this sort of answers my question, I think, or your question, Jad, of, you know, superhero fatigue or franchise fatigue, the way I call it, and originality. I think I don't see Hollywood slowing down, but I do see audiences kind of looking for better options. And as soon as Hollywood really starts suffering financially from that, that is the only place that we will see, or that's the only time that we will see any form of change or shift to maybe slightly more original content. Thank you for your question. On that note, we're going to take our first break here. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts. And when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one. But it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Welcome back to the show. One of the things I did want to discuss is, you know, kind of building off of the question that Jad asked, which is the idea of like, you know, originality in the industry. You know, we were blessed with two films, although one of them did only come out on streaming services. We were blessed with two films very recently here in Lebanon and in the streaming world that are pretty original. One of them being Knives Out, which is written and directed by Rian Johnson, who, you know, whose last film, you know, was the most divisive Star Wars film of all time. And the other film is Marriage Story. Two very different genres. One of them being a modernized take on a whodunit, and the other being a love story about divorce. And this is coming out of, you know, how Adam Driver described the movie. And I totally agree. Knives Out was a lot of fun, I gotta admit. I wasn't sure what to expect from the film. You know, Rian Johnson's style is very unique to him. And so And then not to mention, not to mention that something like a whodunit in this day and age may not be as successful. Like, you know, mystery films have the tendency to be predictable. They have the tendency to fall into a little bit of a cliche, but not here. Not Knives Out. Rian Johnson really did do a marvelous job with this film, not just from a narrative perspective, but from a memorable character perspective, from a directorial perspective. The film is visually just delicious to witness. It is a hip whodunit. And it does offer a delicious yet classic scenario that gets a thoroughly modern makeover. Here it is very modernized, and it's very razor sharp. It's very witty. The dialogue's very witty, and it keeps you guessing. And this is kind of the fun part of it is that it does keep you guessing until its final. Kind of reveal. Every time you think you know what's going to happen, Johnson kind of subverts the audience's expectations. And this is kind of funny because, I'm praising his subverting of expectations in this film, but I was totally critical of it in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Although, again, I do love the movie. I was critical over the way Rian Johnson kind of handled that that narrative, because it felt like his target was simply to subvert expectation, not necessarily tell a natural story or build on what J.J. Abrams sort of created in The Force Awakens. But anyway, we're not talking about Star Wars here. We're talking about Knives Out. What's interesting here is the family dynamics that Rian Johnson sets up, his commentary on contemporary America's social norms while shoving, a murder mystery into it. And that makes it very, very, very interesting. And Rian Johnson is one of those directors, much like Damien Chazelle, who likes to tip his hat to things that came before or directorial work that is very similar to his, etc. So he does tip his hat here to, that murder mystery kind of genre, the whodunit genre. He does do that. And he does that in a very creative way, in a very fun way. You kind of felt the Agatha Christie-ness of it. You kind of got Inspector Poirot in there. He even has a scene where you kind of see Dame Angela Lansbury kind of, in one of her Murder, She Wrote scenes. And that was kind of, it's fun. It's fun to see that sort of stuff. The screenplay is extremely rich. The characters are extremely memorable and eccentric, as I basically said. For me, the standouts here were Daniel Craig and Ana de Armas. Daniel Craig plays the detective or the inspector Benoit Blanc, and Ana de Armas plays Marta Cabrera. And what's really cool is that they're both in the new 007 film. They're both in the new James Bond movie as well. So that's very, it's kind of cool to see them kind of play off each other in very different movies. The film is visually beautiful. Like I said, very beautiful kind of, a color palette. It's very rich. The mansion where the film is shot is just stunning. It's got all those, very, if any of you guys saw the old, the classic film Clue, which is based on the board game, the mansion does have very Clue-esque, echoes here. Look, at the end of the day, this film is a testament to Rian Johnson's attention to detail. He's very detail oriented. There's so many different, things within the narrative as well as within the visual landscape that are very, very meticulous. And that's what makes the film so enjoyable. It's it builds. It's very energetic, but it also takes its time at the same time, which was just very, very interesting. It's an enjoyable ride. It'll make you laugh. It'll surprise you, but it will also challenge you. And that's, you know, those are the kind of movies that I like. I like to be challenged when I go watch a movie. You know, he comments on daily life, but at the same time, he doesn't preach about it, which is kind of nice, and makes the film very, very real. The film is still playing in cinemas across Lebanon if you're living in the country, and if not, I'm pretty sure it's still playing internationally, so you can still enjoy it if you haven't seen it yet. I personally enjoyed it a lot. So yeah, that's basically it for Knives Out. Next up is Marriage Story. Now, Marriage Story is a Netflix exclusive. It's a Netflix film starring Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. And it is written and directed by Noah Baumbach, or Baumbach. No, it's Baumbach. This film is just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. This is a character-driven film, obviously. It focuses on, you know, these two characters whose marriage is kind of falling apart. And, you know, Nicole and Charlie. And let me tell you, not only is this film so real, so raw, so genuine. But like I said earlier, it is a masterclass in filmmaking. It's an absolute masterclass in filmmaking. The way that Baumbach decided to shoot this film and go about this film is absolutely, you know, mesmerizing. The film doesn't have a lot of edits or cuts. So you're kind of living a moment with these characters, or living the moments with these characters. Characters exit the frame and come back, and they're still, you know, talking. And Baumbach doesn't cut away; he just stays in the moment. And this is something that you rarely see in cinema. I mean, you rarely see it in cinema, and the performances. I mean, listen. I'm absolutely in awe of what Joaquin Phoenix did for Joker, but let me tell you, I'm totally stanning Adam Driver. I want Adam Driver to win. I think he deserves to win, because this is a very stripped down Adam Driver, man. Like, his emotions, his performance, is just, it's a beauty to witness. It's absolutely beautiful to witness something like this. You know, obviously the film was shot in LA and in New York, and you can tell that they were on location shooting these films. This film is obviously shot on film. It's not a digital, they didn't shoot it on digital, which kind of gives it this, I don't know, this very like nostalgic and beautiful feel. I don't know. It's just, this film really hit home for me. You know, I've never experienced divorce. We don't have a divorce in the family. It's just, it's so human. It's so real, that you really can't look away from the film. You feel with these characters. There is no good guy and bad guy, which also makes it so, so immersive and so engaging. The chemistry between Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver is ridiculously good. I mean, like, ridiculously good. I would recommend that everybody watch this movie. You know, for someone who really wasn't with the idea that streaming services should be allowed to get Oscar nods or Oscar nominations, I will throw all of those opinions out the window because of this film, because I think if this film is not nominated, it would be very sad. So I think everybody should watch this movie. I think it's so well done. You know, thematically, the film is all about family. It's about love. It's about forgiveness. It's about the human experience. It's about real people with real problems. And I think we need movies like this, nowadays more than ever. So everybody, if you don't have a Netflix account, sign up just for this film, man, because we won't get it in movie theaters here in Lebanon. So all we got is Netflix. So, yeah, get on it. Watch this film. Open up a Netflix account. It's worth it. It's absolutely, absolutely worth it. On that note, we're going to take our second quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right, peoples. We are back. Welcome back to the show. You know, I don't want to spend too much longer here. You know, again, this is just our sort of quick relaunch just to get back into the game. We're a little rusty. I'm a little rusty, especially with the script to screen content. But I promise you we will be back again, or I will be back again very soon. Hod will be joining me. I will be doing a quick kind of massive Star Wars episode coming up very, very soon. I'll be having my good friend Yahya. He'll be joining me and we'll be talking all things Star Wars leading up to the premiere of The Rise of Skywalker next week. So expect a brand new episode at some point aside from this, and it's going to be a massive Star Wars special. So yeah, stay with us. We are back. The show is back. It'll be a little bit before we get back into like more and more episodes, but we are back. So as usual, if you want to follow me on social media, you can do so at alan.mahana on Instagram and at Alan Mahana on Twitter, at alan.mahana on Facebook for all things relating to all the content that I'm creating. Make sure you follow the solo to my Chewbacca at had.solo. He's doing such a great job with this new pub of his, 60mm, and they're also doing a great humanitarian initiative for the hard times that we are passing through here in Lebanon. We're, you know, and this is why I love this guy. As always, thank you guys for joining us. We will see you next time. I mean, you know, Ellen DeGeneres said it best when she said, be kind to one another. So I'm just going to say, be kind to one another, go to the movies, watch more movies, and, you know, stay positive, stay hopeful. And, you know what? May the force be with you all. We'll be back very soon, I promise. Thank you guys for tuning in. Take care.